Daily Mind. Why does God allow tragedy and disaster? In order to truly understand the problem and know the answer to the age-old question of why God allows suffering in the world, you must believe in God and His love and His faithfulness and His righteousness, goodness, mercy, justice, and fairness. Then you know there's got to be an answer, a good answer. How you interpret such events depends on whether you believe in God or not, and whether you believe in the afterlife or not. If there were no afterlife, then the whole thing is a farce and a tragedy and a travesty against justice. But to the believer who has implicit confidence in the Lord and His mercy and His righteousness and justice and fairness and implicit belief in life after death, it's obvious what God is doing. He's either punishing the wicked in some disaster, or He's releasing and relieving the righteous into a better life, or both. God is just. God is loving. God is pure. God is holy. God is perfect. And everything will work out perfectly in the long run. There will be perfect judgment and punishment for the wicked, and perfect reward for the righteous. So even the disasters of God are righteous. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5.